the park is dormant. No activity, nothing happening.
Mayor Brown stood in front of Mulroy Park Thursday. It's an empty field of grass and a worn-out basketball court. But with city funding, it will help pave the way for a $2.5 million public-private project.
But we certainly want South Buffalo residents and residents of the city of Buffalo to know that that is going to change dramatically.
It will be a first-of-its-kind field in the city, giving area youth a chance to play on a state-of-the-art field in a safe environment. Phase one of the project will cost about $1.2 million. It will include the installation of new synthetic astroturf. State Assemblyman Michael Kearns of South Buffalo appeared alongside with the mayor, once opponents in the 2009 race and often at odds during Kearns' time as a council member. They thanked one another for securing the funding and working together to create this new athletic field.
This astroturf field is state-of-the-art, probably better than what the Bills are playing on right now. So, you know, we could talk about that another day. But it's important because you're hearing a lot about concussions and you're hearing a lot about a lot of those things.
Phase one of the project is also being funded through a $200,000 grant from the Buffalo Bills, the NFL Youth Football Fund, and the Local Initiative Support Corporation to the Buffalo Legacy Project. South District Councilmember Christopher Scanlon, who replaced Kearns when he was elected to the Assembly, also praised the city funding.
South Buffalo has a wonderful athletic tradition, and I hope that these fields will just help the other young athletes of the area develop and continue that tradition for many, many years to come.
The city funding was included in the current city budget, and the Buffalo Common Council approved the project and contractor, Northeastern Diversification, on Tuesday. Phase two of this project will include recreational facilities and bathrooms. The city says, weather permitting, phase one of construction could begin as early as next month. Full completion is not expected until the spring of 2014. The field will then be used for football, soccer, and lacrosse. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.